Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs. Thank you for joining us today for part 7 of our 8-part series entitled Kids, Dating, and Marriage. We have sure enjoyed this conversation and hope you have as well. We got a special treat for you today. We're going to do something we've never done on the podcast before. We're in a meeting in Odenville, Alabama. It's one of the revival meetings that we do every year. And so it's the only meeting we do that's yearly.
Right.
And as long as the church invites us, we're coming every year.
Yes, we would come for the food, come for the meeting.
The food is amazing. And this
and
church
people,
is increasingly special to us because we have our son Matt and his new bride Kareth, who are on church staff. And so we've been talking about kids and dating and marriage, and here's what just dawned on us while we were here at the church. We thought, oh my goodness, Matt and Kareth have been married just a short time, and we just helped them get to this place. And so why don't we just have a little conversation?
Let's have Matt and Kareth.
Inviting just the whole family in here. And Matt and Kareth, welcome to Keeping It Young podcast.
Welcome.
Well, hello.
And it's Matt,
so good to see you.
Matt's the youth pastor here at the church. He's actually a youth pastoral intern at this point as their youth pastor is transitioning into evangelism. And how long you guys been married, just for our audience, at least at this point? This will air a couple of weeks after we record this, but how long you guys been married?
Right. A month and 2 days.
Oh, my goodness.
Best month and 2 days of my life.
Aww.
That's pretty good.
That's
right there.
Wonderful.
Best month and 2 days of my life. Wow.
He's trying to get brownie points.
It's working, too.
He was being rude to me.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. Kidding. Well, we have a podcast for that.
I'm just kidding.
Obviously, they are needing our podcast. So this is a good deal right here. So let's just, what we talked about over the last couple of weeks, just to bring you guys up to speed, Matt and Kareth, is that we talked to our audience about really the questions that kept coming in is, well, what did we do to help you guys navigate the dating game of our generation? And what did we do to help you to navigate finding a spouse and getting married? And, of course, Matt belongs to us, and Kareth belongs to our good friends Shannon and Teresa Monday. And they would have done things a little different. And what we like about this doing this in the program is that although there are some things that are across-the-board givens, the way you accomplish it can vary from family to family with the same
result.
Absolutely.
There are purity matters in the Bible that are commands.
Sure.
And everyone should live up to those if you are a Christian. But there are different ways of going about finding a spouse.
Yeah, and the different applications of different families can vary greatly.
Yes.
So what we talked about was three things. We've talked to the audience about the fact that our plan in our family was we don't date, we wait for marriage. And meaning there's a time when you're old enough to start that process. If you know what, I'm old enough, I'm mature enough, I'm wise enough to begin the process of trying to find a spouse. So don't date, wait. We talked about what we did during the waiting season, that it wasn't like don't talk to guys and girls. It was not like, you know, stay away from girls or stay away from guys if you're a girl. It was a time of preparing you guys and setting the stage so that you could have the best success when marriage came.
Yes.
So we devoted quite a bit of time to that one. The second thing we talked about was don't date alone, take a chaperone. And we don't mean by that something weird there. It's not like, you know, you can never, ever have a private conversation. We just, the emphasis for us in that phrase was public. Stay public, not private. Now you're married, and because you're married, it's entirely fine to be private.
Yes.
But when you're not married, it's best not to be private. All right. And then the third thing we talked about was don't act wed
till the I do's are
till
said.
Till I do's are said. And meaning there are things reserved for marriage, so protect them for marriage. So let's.
And that wasn't a weird thing either.
No, it wasn't that
there were no shows of affection between you two. It was just that there are some things that should be reserved for
and
marriage.
And we believe even shows of affection should be public. And that way there's no privacy. There's no potential failure there. So we talked about that last week. So if you have not yet heard the podcast from last week, you want to tie it in.
Yes.
Go back and listen to it. So let's start with a few questions. You guys ready?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, let's good deal. So Kareth, let's start with you. Okay. Now, Matt was our responsibility, but your mom and dad would have undoubtedly have done some things differently. Maybe they were more strict in some areas, less strict in other areas, or maybe we were more strict in all of the areas. What would you, just off the top of your head, was there anything that sticks out in your mind that you said, my parents did this to help us navigate the dating game, And it really helped me to prepare for my relationship with Matt to get to the marriage altar. Anything stick out in your mind?
Well, just the way that they put an emphasis on how I acted and how I dressed and presented myself around boys in our church and stuff. They put modesty standards in my life, but they also focused a lot on my attitude and how I talked to them, how I walked and everything. And it was more than, you know, you need to wear loose pants and a high enough shirt. It was, you can be really immodest in a skirt and a shirt and just by the way you walk. And so they put an emphasis on modesty in all areas. And that
kind
was
kind of from the inside out, I guess is what you're saying.
Yeah. And they wanted, my mom always said, smile and be sweet. Mm-hmm. And that was really hard for me a lot of the times. But, you know, I needed to be sweet with my words and I needed to be careful with my words. And especially when it came to the boys in our church and boys in my life and everything, I just had to be sweet with them and not in, like, you know, the promiscuous sense. Like, not.
So your mom and dad were trying to set you, we're trying to train you on how to respond to your future husband. Mm-hmm. By teaching you how to respond to the guys in your youth group and, and so forth.
Yeah. And so they used my brothers. My dad had a couple of talks with me about modesty because there for a while it wasn't making any sense. And me and my mom kind of like, we butted heads a lot. Mm-hmm. And so he would just sit me down. He goes, you would want a girl to protect your brothers. Right. You would want a girl to dress appropriately around your brothers. Mm-hmm. So you need to dress appropriately for somebody else's big brothers. Mm-hmm. And to just be aware of, like, why we do what we do. It's not just because, you know, just an institutional standard or anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That makes
so
sense.
So in light of that, I know that as we had gotten to know your family and even as you guys were engaged, I know that Matthew came to your house to visit you, and as they were getting, he was trying to get to know your mom and dad, and I know that there were even some standards they set to help protect you guys there, so just chat with our audience about those a little bit.
Yeah, so my parents' house is a two-level house. We have a basement, and my room and the guest room is in the basement, and their room is upstairs, and so they never had a problem with it. At your guys' house, because it was all one level.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But at our house, it was a little trickier. And one thing that my grandparents did, that my mom did with all of us kids, is your significant other cannot stay in the same house with you.
Right.
And especially at our house, because there's new
territory. Because it was out of sight.
It was out of sight.
There was no sense of always, not the case of being public.
Yeah. So he would always have to stay with Tyler, my older brother, who was like 2 miles away. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't that big of a deal.
Right.
And we provided him a car where he could come in the morning when people were awake. Mm-hmm. And that standard shifted a little bit because it was after we were engaged. There was a bad blizzard where we were, and my parents didn't want him driving, but my...
Probably because he was driving their car, right?
Yes.
This Florida boy driving their car in a blizzard was time to alter the standard just a little bit.
No. But so they kind of changed it, and they were like, you're engaged. We trust y'all. And my older brother was also in the basement. So there was
accountability.
There was accountability.
So they did let Matthew spend that night in the house because of the snowstorms. It's practical as much as anything.
Right, yeah.
And there's a good lesson there, Mom and Dad, that we can have wisdom as we navigate these waters with our children.
Right.
Because sometimes our hard and fast standard has to be...
It has to line up with real life.
It does. It has to just be applied in real life. Yes. And that's a good reminder right there. Matt, let's jump to you for a moment. You look back, we've been doing a lot of teaching here. And so as you look back, we didn't have huge conversations where we said, this is what you must do. We just tried to live these principles day by day. But what sticks out to your mind? What did we do as you were a young man that's helped you to get to marriage? What sticks out in your mind?
Well, first off, I would say you guys taught me how to interact with the opposite gender just on a friends level basis and on a day-to-day basis without it being weird.
Right.
A lot of my college friends don't know how to act around the opposite gender in any way, shape, or form. It's weird. They don't know how to talk to a girl without it all of a sudden them worrying that the girl likes them or that there's all these rumors are going to be spread. But you guys really taught me how to just be okay with being around the opposite gender and treating mm-hmm. them as an equal,
right?
And as just a normal human being. And that was really the first step in me and Kareth, was just getting to know each other, not mm-hmm. feeling awkward around each other, but being able to get to know each other as just friendships and being in a good relationship before we take it to a romantic relationship.
Sure.
Good.
So you guys were
good.
Friends first, obviously.
Yes. And friend yeah. first.
And one of the things that, if you remember, moms and dads, that we taught is that we really, really emphasize Christian college education in our family because it was an opportunity for our kids to begin the dating relationships mm-hmm. In a controlled environment.
Yes.
Meaning a protected environment. Mm-hmm. And that was just a step towards helping us. Mm-hmm. And what else, Matt, comes to your mind? I know we did try. That is true. We wanted you to get to know other girls. And one of the things I've said often along the years was be friends with all the girls. Be friends with all the girls.
Don't single just one be of friends them out with until all you get the to girls. College. And then he took us up on that.
And then one of the...
Which is a good thing. We're really happy to have Kareth.
One of your brothers is like, does this mean I can have a girlfriend in every church? And the answer to that was no, you may not. But you can have girls that are friends in every church across yes. the land in our meeting. So what else comes to your mind? So was the helping you to interact with girls? What else? Anything else stick out to you?
Well, the other thing that really stuck out to us, or stuck out to me, was just in my words to Kareth and all of that. I know when we were dating, there was a few times you, Dad, said a few times where just watch what you're saying to her, make sure you're not pushing anything, make sure your words are classy, make sure your words aren't going to be steering you guys down a different route. And then even when we were in long-distance dating, this is... along the lines of keeping things public, even when we were long distance on FaceTiming and all of that, you right. made sure that we weren't just FaceTiming at 2 a.m. by ourselves all the time. You
right.
made mm-hmm. sure that you came and checked on me or whatever, and just to make sure it wasn't mm-hmm. always private.
Right.
Sure. Was there ever a time you were like, oh my word, you're checking on me again?
Yes. There was a couple of times where me and Kareth were having a moment of disagreement or something.
Surely not.
And it was like every family member came into that room, and the tension kept rising.
It only happened whenever we were having a discussion.
You know, that's a difference in our generation, because when Bethany and I dated, not having the FaceTime, all of our phone conversations long distance was voice to voice. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And the FaceTime puts a whole different level of interaction.
Yes, mm-hmm. it does.
And it brings new things to have to deal with and discuss and talk about.
Yes, and you have siblings who come and stick their face in the camera so that say they hi. Can be on the screen.
How are you?
And say hi. As I recall, maybe I'm wrong on this, but most of your FaceTiming was done just as we were about to head to bed because of the time difference mm-hmm. from Florida to Colorado. We would be about heading to bed, but you would be in the living room. So Matt would be in a very public place. So it wasn't like he was off, you know, by himself and behind a locked door. There was still a lot of accountability there as you were FaceTiming. Am I correct?
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. Correct.
Yes. You've been listening to Keeping It Young, where we have conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. Today was part 7 in our 8-part series entitled Kids, Dating, and Marriage. Join us next time as we will be concluding this particular series. In the meantime, remember Psalm 100, verse 2, serve the Lord with gladness.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIL Radio Network.